for two aging mid-level Hollywood celebrities who think a podcast is a good idea and who ask the eternal question to fill the hole in their soul. Did we do it? Here they are, Cage and Kevin!
Always record.
And you
always record.
Why weren't you recording?
You wanted to be more prepared? No, I was testing. It's been a while since we've Zoomed, and I was testing all the features. And
I'll allow it.
I was just discovering the face filter, the face filter feature.
On Zoom. Yeah. And you're saying that I needed a face filter is basically what I took away from it.
I wasn't saying you need one. I was saying because it's just you and me. And by the way, we don't post videos of us. It's all
we don't. No. Because the reason, and I'm just going to say it up front, the reason for the comeback, and don't call it a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback. We've been here for years.
Of course, the smart list and the deal that they were able to swing.
Jason Bateman, wait a minute. Will Arnett, and who's the other one? Sean Hayes. We love Sean.
Who's the other?
No, used to come to the poker games. All those guys. You know those guys very well.
Well, that's, of course, I can't listen to their podcasts. I can only keep track of their massive success, and of course I root them on, but I'm also jelly and petty
Tom
and
petty.
Green with envy.
You're green. Beware, my lord, of jealousy. It is the green-eyed monster.
I'm not proud of it.
Doth mock the meat it feeds on. That's just something I auditioned into UCLA for.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wiseman.
Yeah. Just a little something from Othello. Yeah, it's a don't worry about that.
Oh shoot, I forgot my guitar. Damn it, where is it? Ah, oh well, we'll get him next time. You know what
I'll
I was thinking?
It.
You know
that you love. The guitar.
No,
the
I was
guitar.
Joking. No, I wasn't. Oh my
you
god!
You were saying that I was.
Look at the disappointment. Oh my god!
I want to circle why back so though. The reason why we're not recording is those guys don't even post their podcasts on YouTube anymore because the metrics of what I understand are better if you just do audio interface. You lose numbers if people are watching it on YouTube.
Well, that's a good segue. What were the numbers of our first run of season one?
We did well. And they consistently improved. And in fact,
what?
You know, on our Instagram, we've got all over the world. In fact,
how many followers on the gram? That's the only thing that matters.
Oh, I mean, it doesn't matter how many followers, you know, numbers. Jesus only had 13 followers and he did fine. I put out a thing this morning on _ did we do it _. By the way, that's the name of this podcast. If you're a first time listener, Kyle Gass,
and the Instagram. So they're we can cross pollinate. If you can remember.
Did we do it? And I threw out a little thing. You know how you can ask a question in the story?
Yeah.
You've done that?
Of course. Yeah.
I said, hey, we're back. You know, I just threw it out. And see if anybody cared.
Wait, before we even did the podcast.
Well, just to see if anyone had any questions.
You went fishing.
I went fishing. I was thirsty, as the kids said. I was a little thirsty. And we got some responses. So first of all, I want to thank everybody who does follow us and who has been patient. It's been a little while since we've recorded, but Kyle's been very busy and I've been, you know, moderately busy. And here we go. Let's see. What have you been doing whilst doing it? CBAT150 asks. Kyle, I'm going to let you take that question. Where have you been? No. Where have you been whilst doing it?
What? Wait, while I'm doing it? I mean, I do it in my kitchen. Is that what he's talking about?
Where have you been whilst doing it? So I think that's
a Shakespearean. That's
the title.
Since?
Yes. Whilst doing it. Yeah. So while we've been doing it in our.
Did we do it? Yeah.
Yeah.
In our absence.
Well, you've been. Can I answer that question for you?
Sure.
You've been preparing for the 20th anniversary of the Tenacious D album, which is a huge. Everybody's talking.
Everybody's talking about it. Maybe. Well, at least management hopes. But no, it is the 20th anniversary of the drop.
I can't believe
of the eponymous first record.
Time flies.
God, when you have a good time. You know, the Jack is our most faithful listener. and he will be listening to every word we're saying right now.
Is he
and in fact, this podcast should be just for Jack.
Hey, Jack, listen, congratulations on the 20th anniversary.
I know.
I read that article in, what was it, Ringer?
Should we? In the Ringer. That was this morning. That kind of dances.
Yeah, and you know, I know you really well, obviously, and I know the history of the band. I've been there since the inception as a fan and a friend. And yet I learned new things this morning reading the article.
For
example, I liked how they reached out. I mean, I know a lot of how you and Jack met at UCLA through the Actors Gang, and you were kind of
But they did that third party thing. Like, we were important, and they needed, like, Liam Lynch and people to comment.
It was Liam Lynch, who directed the Tenacious D movie, and like an animator and a really creative guy, and also the great Steve McD, bass player from Red Cross. I love when they do that. They do that a lot on like Variety, any sort of like retrospective articles. They kind of reached out when the 20th anniversary of Alias is this year as well, and they reached out and they kind of interviewed everybody. And then, you know, everyone gets a soundbite or two, but Steve had quite a few soundbites.
He did.
He basically credited you guys, you, the Strokes, the Killers, Kings of Leon, with saving rock and roll.
That's madness. That is madness. But thank you, Steve.
I mean, he was like despondent with the state of rock and roll in the 90s.
I don't know. I kind of like the 90s.
Did you? Sure. I think he was saying post Nirvana, post Pearl Jam, post Soundgarden.
We were losing our way. Well, Steve's always the coolest guy in the room. And you look at him like, what's Steve? He knows what's cool right now.
I know.
So yeah, I'm just gonna go with him. I guess
he's my neighbor. I see him walking around, and whenever I see him, I feel like I have to say, "What on this? Hey man, I listened to this great band. Did you hear that band? What are you listening to? Right. You know what I mean? I feel like I got to impress him with my music knowledge when I see him.
Kevin, yeah, that brings up a whole other thing we need to unpack.
me desperately the needing to be liked. Yes,
we all share that, but you're at least out there. You're out there.
Yeah,
I don't even leave the bunker.
Well, the other thing that I thought was really interesting too was just that, like, I didn't know that Jack was reticent to even make an album. He was kind of like, "Hey, no, we're doing it. We got the HBO special. We're on our way." And you were like, "It's been my childhood dream to make an album." I thought that was interesting. I never knew that.
I didn't either. No, he.
Is that true?
No, Jack wanted to go indie. We were thinking Drag City.
Right.
They were kind of a cool indie label. And actually, I go back, I'm like, well, God, if we were really popular, because the deal with that would be like 50-50. So if you sold a million records for $10,
right,
then you'd be worth $500 million. No.
Sure. And no, that was, people were buying records. I mean, and you guys, like, it said you sold.
It was a deal with the devil. We went platinum. We crawled over platinum.
Yeah.
It took a while. It took years.
No one's
but that, the great thing was that we recouped. That was always the... Recouped your record company advance. That was always kind of the brass ring.
The town is littered with people that thought that was money was gifted to them, but it was like, no. We're just loaning you this money.
Everybody knew. I mean, record companies are always nefarious, but that was...
But they give you money and they say, this is an advance, but you don't get any more money until we get this money back.
Right, then they have to make it back. Out. So you can spend it. I mean, you could, I think it was classic was like 300,000. And then you could make the record for 50 and pocket 250.
How much? A lot of bands did.
Or they put it up their nose.
Is that what you did?
Well,
did you put it in your nose, white powder?
I can't do cocaine anymore because...
Because you're past the age of 60.
Is that the cutoff? Just till last year, I was like, rails. Here we go.
Sure. Off the poker table.
Where Jason met Sean, Will.
And we love you guys. Smiley. Did you listen to Xpart?
I did, I said, but I want to circle back because I can't listen, even though I know it's a great podcast.
Smartless.
And it's so successful.
Sure.
Smartless, is that what it is?
No, it's Smartless. Like, they're smart.
Oh, no.
But they're not that smart.
See, that proves. I thought it was the smart list. Like, maybe it was.
No, they're making fun of themselves.
Smart.
Smartless.
Yeah, because they don't think they're very smart, I bet.
They get great guests. I will give them.
Right. Yes. Hats. Yes. They actually did it.
They did it.
So what was the deal that they got for a podcast? What did they get?
I got millions of dollars. I don't even know.
I heard a figure, $80 million.
Holy moly.
And then I want you to tell us how much we made on our advertising revenue.
I mean,
you texted
maybe $80. I don't even remember.
I think it was actually like $36. Well, if I recall.
Well, no.
And then that was a split. And then I felt like I had to give most to you because you've been doing the heavy lifting.
Right. Thanks. You know, you're like the record company. You're giving the money to me last in.
The point is, we did it your way the first season. This is what we got. We had enough episodes to get swing a deal.
Well, we did. We did start to have sponsors coming out of the woodwork because the folks had believed.
You didn't tell me. You didn't tell me about this.
Do you believe in life?
Hey, we want to give a shout out to Believe.
The Believe Network.
Next time you need another podcast, what the world needs is another podcast. Go to Believe.
Are you familiar with podcasts? Just in case you're not familiar.
Now that is the joke of the times, is that everybody has a podcast. And everyone needs a podcast.
We were sort of ahead of the times in November of the pandemic. We were
still, now, wait a minute.
It wasn't embarrassing that we had a podcast.
now we've reached full embarrassment.
There's the show with Steve Martin.
Only Murders in the Building?
Yeah, which is great. But like, they're almost making fun of the fact that everybody has a podcast.
Well, of course they are. That, as I told you the other day, that's the genius of that. They cracked it. They tapped into the murder craze.
Yeah.
And the podcast craze.
Yeah.
Put it together. Got Selena Gomez.
Sure.
And then, yeah, off they go.
Selena Gomez is very good on the show.
She's great. She's great in the show.
But the reason why they cracked the code is they've got the Steve. We love Steve and Marty. And then, everybody under the age of 35 loves Selena Gomez. Do you know what I mean? So it's like.
And everybody loves murder now. It's kind of the new poker. It's the new golf.
Right.
Murder's the new golf, dude.
Was golf ever the new? What was
the It was the craze. There's always a craze. It's like when poker and Ryan and me, because I played poker my whole life.
Sure.
And it was always kind of a weird subculture. And then all of a sudden, when Chris Moneymaker won, remember way back when?
Sure.
And it was like Rounders, Chris Moneymaker won. And then it was like, now we're in a poker craze.
Yeah.
And then that's when celebrities had to come into my house.
Sure.
Like Jason Bateman. Will Arnett and the other guy that you
Sean
don't remember.
Hayes. I remember Sean. No, I remember Sean was really funny.
He was in Three Stooges. No,
he was so funny. He was. I auditioned for that. I get that. But I auditioned for Mo. I got the black wig and
dude,
did the. I remember the ex-wife cut the thing, and I was
dude,
doing the
perfect.
Cut the wig for me. And
Why is it important that it's the ex-wife though? I don't know why you had to throw that in there.
I just Jody.
No,
she does all our graphics. Thanks, Jody.
It was
we're still very close. I'm just saying we're not married.
It was weird. Like,
I went honey
extra.
My ex-wife. Ex-wife cut the wig. I don't know why I did that. I'm sorry.
But that's a perfect part for you.
I know. I thought they like the audition. I didn't get it. I think maybe I was too young at the time.
See the rainbow in the sky. That's the way Jah writes.
I remember when Sean was at the poker game, Sean Hayes, and he was hilarious. He was telling a lot of stories, guest stars on Will and Grace. Everyone was laughing. And he was heading out. And for some reason, I needed another story. I was like, give us one more story. And then there was a crickets in the room. Like, no. Like, why did you ask for one more story?
Oh my God. Yeah. He's so generous. That sounded like a classic Wiseman faux pas.
Yes.
And now I have a vague memory of it. Yeah. Why would you squeeze him? He was so generous with the stories.
Yeah. He was literally on his way out the door. And then he kind of smiled and was like, yeah, I gotta go. And I was like, I'm sorry, you guys. And then he never came back. It might've been because I asked for another story. No, I think it was because he was all those guys would lose because we're all sharks and they were coming for the fun. And then all of a sudden they lost a few notes. question. I got another question.
Here we go.
Mr. Burak from Germany asks, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing the name incorrectly.
Well, you got to give him a plug just in case they want more followers. Isn't that the, you say Mr. Yeah, Burak.
Mr. underscore Boo, B-O-U. New Kyle Gass Band album.
Wow. That is, you know what I was just thinking today?
Yeah.
I haven't told you. This is kind of a scoop, but you remember I was touring. I was going to go out on a tour in October.
Sure, but not and as then the Kyle Gass Band, as the Kyle Gass Experience.
No, this was my first kind of solo tour with
post-bando solo tour. Right.
Yeah, I got to get out. This is my new thing. Wait a minute. We're all
vaccinated. We're going to do the thing.
Yeah, the video, and I thought I'm going to do this, and I'm sort of
The vaccinated video. By the way, can we roll that, Carter? Can we roll the video?
KG, JCR,
get her done.
24 hours from now, I'm getting vaccinated. Waited so long that I wrote down this song about getting vaccinated. I tried to call the doctor, but I lost my phone. Hurry, 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 I feel so all alone. But shit, I live in Cali, I guess I'll just get stoned. Oh, 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 oh. Bam, 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 bam. I'm getting vaccinated.
Can you believe how many celebs I got in there?
Oh.
Really?
God, there's a lot of great people in there. I can't believe you.
Amazing.
My daughter and me. we're gonna go from the ground up.
Well, the point of the tire.
Yeah, then we got Dan Finnerty and his wife, his beautiful wife,
Kathy DeJimmy. Oh my gosh.
Kathy DeJimmy.
Did you forget?
No, I didn't.
Well?
I got a call. I was getting called. And then we got from Evanescence, we got the fantastic
Amy Lee. Wonderful.
And we also
don't
got
forget
that guy
the thumbnail.
Germany.
The thumbnail.
Oh, well, we got J.C. Riles, John Riley at the top.
And then Steve Lukather.
Luke, the great guitar player for Toto, Michael Jackson. Then we should get Luke on the podcast if we ever have guests again. All right, so you did the video.
So
Wait, before
Will Sasso?
I'm so excited that we're back. I'm talking too much. Tell me about your tour.
Well, no, I didn't even really want to bring it up because you remember that I thought, well, it's too hot right now. I can't go out there and risk life and limb and of getting germs. And so I thought, no. But the real reason was I was paralyzed with self-doubt and fear, and I was looking for a Brexit. And I thought, well, I'm under the cover of COVID.
I was like,
I can't do it. So then, but like tickets were on sale, and
the machine was in motion.
Yeah, the new agent, North Star, Kevin, shout out, great guy.
What's up, Kev?
Doing the tour of himself. Yeah, Kevin, another Kevin. Yeah. And Hendrik, my German manager. And it was they were giving me the pressure.
I think we got him here, Hendrik. Hello, guys. This is Hendrik.
Hendrik, are you going to guest
on
the?
Yes, I understand. Yes, you're concerned about the COVID, but this is not real.
What?
The COVID is not real. No, I'm sorry, Hendrik.
He's a denier.
No.
Oh my God.
Let's take two.
We should have to bring up. We may be lacking on guests, but I just want to say, Kevin, the man of 1,000 voices, will be entertaining us all this season. With a variety of madcap, it's a virtual rogues gallery of characters. Kevin.
Just let me know who you want me to play.
Anybody, Sammy Davis, go.
Underscore. Hey, Shanato Mar, Sammy Davis.
Okay. Who can make the sunrise?
Sprinkle it with gold. All right.
The key is the underbite. Yeah.
Hendrik was.
So they got together and they pressured me. I mean, not pressure, but they said, hey. We will go with, they call them the Max Weinberg protocols now. Because Max, as we all know, has always been kind of a germaphobe, the drummer with the E Street Band. And apparently you can't even have people there, or they have to be in bubbles and masks and things.
You're talking about hazmat suits.
Max Weinberg, like the stage hands, and everybody's got to be, it's really extreme. And I was like, well, I don't know. I mean, I didn't even have to be that extreme. But okay, if you can sort of guarantee. But then the tour was going through some crazy red states, which were going to have nothing of it. I can just tell they were not going to go along with these things. So now I'm hated. They're picketing outside. they're canceling gigs. No, but I'm saying in my mind, I'm looking ahead.
Oh, because you're saying possible. You're going vaxxed, must be vaxxed or show proof of negative test. Because I went to see
Kings
of Leon.
No, I was going vax only. I was going vax.
Only vax. Well, I went to see Kings of Leon at the Forum, which was a great show. And I was a little hesitant, but you know, they had the vax or
was there sex on fire? Did you notice?
But my socks were on fire because they rocked my socks off. Tenacious D, 20th anniversary. I'm not sure if you're familiar.
We better get this out right away because I think it's in 3 days.
I'll get it out. By the way, quick side note, 30th anniversary this week today of Nirvana's Nevermind and, hold on a second, Blood Sugar Sex Magic, Red Hot Chilies, Chili Peppers, and Tribe Called Quest also out today. What a day.
Did you see that movie? Did you see the Tribe Called Quest movie? The Michael Rapaport?
We talked about that season one and I saw
it. I know. I see. Oh, this is a danger. Cut this out then. I didn't.
No. I still have
really enjoyed
it. I'm sorry.
Well, you haven't seen it.
Carter, can you put that on my list?
Carter.
Well, hey, Bo, hey, guys, what am I writing down?
He also does my lists for me of things I need to... Wait, so what was the final circle back? What did you finally decide? You
That was the thing. So they got to me and I said, all right, you know what? Life is short. I've got to go out there. I got to play. I got to rock the people.
Right.
I've got to do some live shows. Let's roll the dice. Play the odds. I'm going to do it. And then I felt good. And then I didn't feel like I was not doing it because of the paralyzing anxiety and fighting the fear. Do the thing you're kind of worried about.
Right.
Got the band together. Finally had a rehearsal.
Yeah.
And then I got ticket sales.
And it's looking good.
Oh, it was not good, Kevin.
It's not looking good. Well, who's buying tickets now?
Well, that's the thing. But they were all getting nervous. So then it was like, well, I know I can't guarantee you people... Yeah, why would you buy ahead in the pandemic? I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Especially
it's not
like
going to be sold out.
Mid-sized venues that you're playing or whatever. Like most people are like, oh, there'll be tickets available.
That's another thing. We got over our skis. They were booking some bigger places, like, you know, 300. There was like 1,000 street ballroom. Who am I, the Foo Fighters? I'm not, you know, it's like a good night. I'm hoping like $125 out there.
Be your monkey bear. You should just play Foo Fighters songs. That's what
you should do. A tribute to.
Well, dude, even at Kings of Leon, it wasn't.
Is that limited capacity though? I mean, isn't that just.
Maybe, but there were a lot of empties. I mean, it was a good crowd, but it wasn't packed to the gills at the Forum.
Yeah.
That's like an 18,000 seat venue.
Yeah.
Okay. So
they were already over their ski. I already was like a little, but you never know. You hope against hope. Maybe, just maybe, I'm slightly more popular. The answer is no, I'm less popular.
Oh, that's not true.
But I was assured, John Spiker, tour manager, extraordinary.
For the D, producer.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, Spiker?
He was actually was
our
saying
producer,
that.
Formerly our producer.
Oh, my God. He was in our. In our minds, God, that was a great bit. Carter. That was a great bit. No, Carter. No one could replace Carter.
Yeah.
He loves Get Carter.
He loves the song. He loves to jam with us, too, from afar. The Zoom jam.
I know. If I had just remembered my guitar. Stop recording. Guitar.
Yes. That's what the people came
No, that's
for.
Another issue that we don't.
I know.
We may
I'm
have
not
to bring
telling
up.
You. I don't want to grinder monkey you. I'm sorry. But I'm just a fan. I'm a fan.
I know, and that's the thing.
I love
and you're
music.
Easily, you know that was an improv, Kevin. The Did We Do It? I know that you're smitten with it, and you're totally...
Did We Do It? I know. Well, only because my daughter sings it to me every time. She's like,
and
out of nowhere, she'll be like, Did We Do It? I'm like, what? Is it stuck in your head? You know, you get a song stuck in your head. I think it's stuck
in
your
head. Just cut it and play it if you want that to be the theme song. Anyway,
I like that we do the little, we improvise over the guitar jangles. Like, hey, Kev, who we got in the show today? No one. And
well,
bass.
If you were smart and you know that presses my buttons, which, Kevin, I just have to say for you listeners, right before the show. He's like, and he knows it like 1,000 times. Like, I don't know if I feel like playing.
By the way, you know what other album came out on this same day? Dude, this was Pearl fucking Jam. What yeah. a day. Well, Pearl Jam 10 was about to come out. Soundgarden, Bad Motorfinger.
Is that a Spoon Man on it?
I think so.
Because that's the only song I know. Black
Hole Sun. Black Hole Sun.
Spoon Man. Oh.
Spoon Man is a good one.
I know they're an important band that I don't really know that well.
Well, you know, that's good lyricist. You know, he was a smart guy and a great singer. And
sure. Guys, and I know the legend.
And they weren't afraid of the weren't afraid of the rock anthems either. So that's why I think people liked him.
No, he had a big voice, but you know, sometimes it was a little dramatic for me.
So, okay, what we've taken from this is people need to buy tickets.
No, but that's the other thing. So then everyone was getting nervous, and I was like, we should pull the plug on this. The promoters won't be mad because they don't want to pay guarantees if I go out there and I shit the bed. So I'm like, you know what? Let's pause. Let's go out in the spring. Let's see how we're doing. And then once again, I can get off the hook. I mean, the worst thing is to spend the time and you go and you play 20 people in a ballroom. I mean, it's just really hard to.
We did that. Remember when we went out with like a first tour in Trainwreck? There was a couple.
Under attendance.
Middle East in Boston. I was like, I hope this is going to be a big gig. But some of them were packed. We played the Troubadour here in LA.
You know, the Middle East was one of the D's on the very first tour.
Yeah.
It was kind of legendary. It was packed to the gills and it was really fun.
Well, this guy, Cambridge. Hypno Tico, one of our biggest fans, wins the next D tour.
Hypno Tico, I wouldn't be surprised if there's something new in 22.
Wait a minute. You're saying post-Pando, we're talking about the road? But
that's all I can say. That's all I can say. Jack listens to every word of this, Kevin. I can't reveal anything.
Baby in Michigan. Gave me COVID and I left.
No. You're talking the rewrites. You know, that's a good idea is to rewrite the road with a COVID angle. I like that. I met a tasty baby in Michigan. Tested positive and then I left. That's terrible.
Okay. Then I left. Back to then the writer's room. Then I left. Then I quarantined, but that doesn't really rhyme. It's too long. I won't read all the questions, but here's a good one. For Kyle, what is the D's writing process like? And for Kevin, will you be throwing up in Clerks 3? Let me just address real quick.
Sure.
Because I want to ask you a question about Clerks. I got a call about one of these conventions, Comic-Con conventions in Rhode Island. I've been kind of saying no to a lot of these things. I love to meet people and, of course, sign some things. You know me. Of course, the COVID, the pandemic, there was some stuff online that I did for the Runaways. But they're doing a Clerks reunion. Kevin Smith, Jay Muse, all of us that were in the movie. I mean, I had two scenes in the movie, but I guess they're iconic. People love those scenes. And but then also,
which one?
Like,
first one or two?
I was in two. Okay. The first one, I was like 19 years old. But the in the second, but then you know, then you're there. People are like, oh,
you were
an
adult.
Yeah, I guess I was, but I wasn't. I was still studying.
How old were you in the second one? Well, how many years?
I had just done. Kevin Smith was he was right after the first season of Alias because he was a fan of the show. That was 2000 or maybe the third season. It was like 2004 or something like that. He reached out and haven't heard from him since. So maybe this will be a good reconnection. No, I have actually talked a little bit on social media, but then, you know, you go and then people say like, oh, hey, you know, you know how it is. Like, I liked you in, they'll say to you, like, I loved you in year one or whatever the movie is that you did. Probably more like Elf. But like for me, it's like, oh, hey, X-Files, I saw that thing. You know, they have all the people that promote it. They do all the pictures of the different shows you've been in and whatever. But this one is particular because they're also doing group Clerks thing. So there are supposedly, you know, group clerk photos that'll be involved. It'd be a very busy 3 days. It would be fun to see everybody. 90,000 people they're expecting over 3 days.
What?
In Rhode Island, which has a 70% vaccination rate. Okay. Okay, which is not bad.
That's 70%. Not terrible. Yeah. For us.
But it is a red state, right? Isn't Rhode Island, not that I'm
well, they're the, you know, they go both ways. They're one of those bellwethers. Because don't forget they have the senator. She always changes her mind.
Right, and they have a guy who announced today, a Democrat that was running for governor. So
yeah, they swing both ways.
Turning. But so the thing is though, I said to the guy, my agent who does these things, he's like, I said, are they going to, you know, is everyone requiring a vaccination? He said, numbers are so low right now, they're not, but everybody has to be masked. You have to be masked. I was like, okay, great. He said, so they're masked the whole time, except, you know, when they take a picture, they take the mask down. And I was like, but I'm wearing my mask. Like, you're not wearing your mask. I'm like, wait a minute. But I'm behind like, the plexiglass for the whole time.
That's like the Met Gala when just the staff was wearing the... We're in the it's like, oh no, this has gone too far. Well, you know, those germs, those workers bring in the side door.
Yes, celebrities don't get COVID.
We don't. Except for Tom Hanks. Remember when Tom Hanks got it?
He was the first
one. That was early. He was kind
of. So, but I'm asking you a serious question. So I'm behind the plexiglass, okay, for the most of the time. You know, they get for the people, you can sign stuff behind the glass. But if they pay for a photo, you have to walk out from the plexiglass, stand next to the person. They get to take the thing down for like a second. No talk. You have a guy there, like a security, whatever. So there's no like, they talk, but we put our masks back on if you're talking. But there's no talking for that moment where they pull the mask down for the photo. but so I think, you know, for like, and then they put the mask back on. So I'm like, I guess that's
you
okay.
You kind of just went max headroom there a little bit. It was pretty funny. Burp, 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 burp. He pulled the mask down and it went rap, 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 rap.
I do kind of have a square
mask. Remember when Max Headroom was the cutting edge technology? Sure.
It was very like,
now it's like out of the box effects, right?
It was like the aha video. Take on.
Well, no, that was kind of genius on the art.
All right. So should I do this or not? And then we can move on. Should I do the convention and see, see Kevin Smith, see all my friends?
I don't think you can. Is it all indoors and stuff?
Yeah.
I think that sounds like a super spreader to me. I don't think you can do it. And the people coming from, it's not just people in Maine. Who cares who's 70%?
Right.
It's going to be, and imagine the you know, average intelligence of a Clerks fan. I mean, think of.
Well, it's just Comic-Con fans in general. Like, there's not 90,000 people coming for Clerks, coming for.
It's Comic-Con.
The Clerks fans. It's Rhode Island. No, it's not 90,000 people that are obsessed with Clerks. I'm just saying that's one of the things you met. This
right.
Quite Hypnotico asked about Clerks 3 or Dr. Ketchup. So I was saying that's funny. I was just talking about this morning with Allison. I was like, I don't know if I should go, although it would be really fun. You know,
what would you say Kevin Smith's masterpiece is? What do you think his best movie is?
I mean, people really like Mallrats, right? Or they like Chasing Amy.
That's his Citizen Kane. Guess. His Mallrats.
Yeah.
That's his best one.
I mean, right now he's just out there. He's always just doing, he's podcasting and he's signing. And
yeah. He's perfect for these times, isn't he? He likes to put it out there. And
you're saying times the like these, live. I got a Foo Fighters on my mind. All right. So you're saying your vote is negative. Don't.
I'm going to say, well, I just for you. I mean, if you must do it, but it doesn't sound like you're going to be comfortable. I don't know.
All right, we're going to table it. Let me know on _ did we do it _ if you're going to come to the Rhode Island Comic Con. I'll see you there. I will sign. I will give you a discount if you're a fan of Did We Do It. You get a note over there? What are you getting?
Oh God, Frank Clemento from Kentucky. I just got handed this from the mailbox.
Oh, fan mail?
Well, I don't know what it is yet. Sometimes I do. I'm always afraid it's going to be ricin or anthrax. Yeah. It does happen. God, the letter bomb is so insidious.
We get the letter. Kyle's opening a letter for those listening at home.
Dear Mr. Gass, I hope this is you reading the message. I'm not certain if you have read or received any of my prior messages sent to your residence. It has been quite difficult to be in contact with someone in the music industry. My name is Frank J. Cimento. I'm 18 years old and I reside in Buffalo, New York. I'm finishing up my undergraduate studies online amidst the pandemic. I am a multi-instrumentalist. I am such a big fan of your music.
Yeah.
I cannot express nor emphasize how much I love your music. I look up to you as you are a musical hero to me.
Oh, my God.
All I ask is for your guidance. I'm yearning to become a music producer. I've created many songs and lyrics, most of which reflect on my life experiences. I love every genre of music. You'd be surprised by how much I know. I wish for you to take me under your wing and sponsor me, and I wish to begin my musical journey. I play drums, piano, guitar, and bass completely by ear.
There's a guy in the window. Oh, God, it's Frank.
The love Frank knife. Cimento.
The love knife. No, Frank, we love you.
No, and, he did, though.
If you're listening.
Now, he has, but he does have my address, apparently.
Yeah, which is really, the address. I get stuff sent to the agent, but never the personal address.
No, well, I get some stuff sent there. Yeah, somehow he broke through and found out.
Writing process, Dr. Ketchup wants to know, Kyle.
We just make it up. We just make it up and then, you know, put it down.
There you have it. Make it up and put it down. I think we have time for one or two more questions. Is Kyle going to do Grand Rapids, Michigan?
What?
Is that the same kid that's in the table?
I'm yeah, it is. That's so funny. Well, Kevin, just as a side note, I needed a table shim.
Sure.
To make the table sit right. Yeah, so I put Frank's last letter is.
Oh, no! Under. That's not true.
It is true.
So it turns out he has.
I will get it up.
Oh, no. He has tried to reach you. He wasn't kidding.
God, oh, yeah, yeah. No, he wasn't. Oh, no, it's Frank. It's Frank Cimento.
Wait a minute. I didn't want to do this right now, but we do have someone in the Zoom waiting room. It's Frank Cimento.
What?
Kyle, I just sent you, my guy just sent me the template for the image for me at the Ringcom Comic Con. Look at this. How's it look? Do you have your text?
Yeah.
He sent me the image. It's a picture of me from Alias, a picture from Runaways, a picture from Clerks 2. That's pretty good, actually.
Oh, man. Nice, yeah, you're looking great there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to do that.
And I think they put it up in a bit. Because I was thinking, if I'm wearing my
beard.
Mask.
I like the bearded.
Yeah, if I'm wearing my mask, no one's going to know it's me. You know what I mean? And then I'm going to be the guy with nobody in line because I'm wearing a mask. But I think they put this up behind you like a big banner.
I will say, though, I'm surprised that you're considering, because even I, who tend to maybe run a little looser than you, but that seems like a classic, like a lot of people wanting to get close to you.
Dude, I know.
90,000 people.
Well, I mean, that's what he said. I don't know if 90,000 are going to
right, but it's a lot of people, past. Probably. That's those things do really well.
But I'm not going to walk. Like, even when I was at the forum for the I'm not sure if I mentioned I went to the. Did I tell you I had VIP access for the show at the forum, Kings Leon? It's not a big deal. But they have this area downstairs. You've been there, like with the bar on the floor. And
oh, yeah, it's fun down there.
But when I was sitting in the seats, it was fine. But then when I went in between, like, the opener, it was Cold War Kids, and I was like, hey, I'm going to go use the restroom and see what's going on over there. Dude, it was packed with people. People had their masks off, talking to their friends.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus, get me out of this area. You know what I mean? Like, well, yeah, so I'm not going to walk around Comic-Con is what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
No.
So I'm just going to do my thing behind my booth and then go back to the hub. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's your safest bet. But then it's kind of like... But then kind of maybe why, you know, is that going to be that fun? You know, is that fun? You sort of want it. You're going to mingle and stuff.
Well, I'll see those guys and I'll say hi. And, yeah. You know, I am going to mingle. But I'm saying maybe I can mingle. One of our biggest fans, Tim Zoll. Tim Z.
Not Tim Story, but Tim Zoll.
This will be the last question for you. What does a perfect day for you look like from morning to evening?
Wow, that's so. Gosh, that's really. You're taking a real interest. Yeah. A perfect day is.
Lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day.
I have things that I like to do. I like to. Play guitar and watch TV and
check your Instagram.
Yeah, check my gram and
look at
call people and you know, it's just I kind of like to do. I'm kind of lucky enough to do whatever I want.
Yeah,
really. So I sort of go. I like to just sort of run free form. But
all right, so there you have it, Tim. My perfect day. I like to do some yoga. I enjoy exercising. I like to do my power walks. I like to listen to podcasts. I enjoy a little Howard Stern. I enjoy a little Marc Maron. I like to hang out with my lovely girlfriend. I like to check in on my mom's. Hopefully work on a project. You know.
Listen, we're trying to get some work out here, guy.
Hopefully work as an
What do you
actor.
Think we're doing? We're in
that's,
Hollywood.
That's the main goal. And do a little charity. I work with a great organization called Hollywood Food Co. HoFo Co. on Instagram. And it's we're trying to help those who are homeless and those who are food challenge, they say. Difficulty accessing food here in LA. So every Sunday we try to get down there and help them out.
Yeah.
So check them out.
Good for you, Kevin.
One last question.
I think you're way more helpful than I am. I gave it the office.
What
okay?
do you mean? You're reaching out to the guy who just.
I want to signal some virtue over here.
Yeah, you're a good guy. Wait a minute. Here's one more for you, Kyle, and then we're
okay.
gonna. Then we'll talk about season two and we're going to wrap it up. Favorite non-coastal elite city, i.e. where's a dope place that's affordable and has great music? You've traveled a lot.
I'd say, well, you know, Austin's a classic kind of offbeat, sure. Not on the coast music. You know, everyone's going to Nashville. Right? A lot of musicians in Nashville. I know it's kind of iconic already, but
sure.
Yeah, even cool kids are moving there now. Atlanta, of course.
Oh,
the
yeah.
ATL is pretty hot.
Where was that place we played? The train wreck played. It was like a supper club. It was really fun. It was like everyone was sitting.
Was fun.
But it was like almost. Mm. I don't know. Where do you guys? Where does the D usually play in Atlanta? There's some good spots there.
Oh God, I don't remember. That was a lot of. Yeah. That was a lot.
Where's your favorite kind of city where you feel like the D gets the most love? Like you know, just like people go nuts. New York.
No, it'd be more like a kind of like an okay city.
Or, yeah,
we've had good luck there, and yeah, actually Boston, they're kind of pretty cool up there. Denver's been really good.
Give me a little Boston.
Surprisingly, Salt Lake City was like they had some wild fans there. You wouldn't
think. Oh, in SLC. I've heard. You know what? Salt Lake City's weird, like because people kind of think of it as this very conservative, buttoned-up Mormon town, but they appreciate the love. You know what I mean? They appreciate the anybody coming to town. Well, thank you everybody for these questions. I'm so
God, I didn't know we were still popular, Kevin. I would have come back. What do you think was the major reason that
Jesse Silberman, your manager.
What? Jesse?
He didn't ask a question. He just did the little fire emoji.
Well, I've heard that's very good in the
fire emoji.
World. Yeah, that means like you're on fire. You're doing what? You remember?
Not even a
Michael
question.
Jackson?
Just we're on fire. Michael Jackson, when his hair when it got on fire.
Remember when is it? That was so sad. And James Hetfield too. Why is everyone always burning up on the
James Hetfield
commercial?
Metallica?
Remember he had a horrible accident where his whole arm was burned. Remember he couldn't play for a while?
Yeah. By the way, that album is 30th anniversary today. That the
Black album. Black. Is, yeah. I don't think it's called anything.
Not today. This year. Oh, the Black album. Right.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What year was that? 1991,
dude.
Because Spinal Tap came out with 84, 7 years before that. And that whole joke was, is nothing on that record. It's totally black, none blacker. Do you remember?
In the Spinal Tap? But that was, I think that didn't have any reference to the.
But then they were making fun of heavy metal. And then 7 years later, Metallica's like, no, we're just going to put out an album.
What is the best Metallica song, would you say?
I guess it's Unforgiven, I would say.
You're going to go
Nothing Else. Nothing Else Matters.
Nothing Else Matters. Yeah, that is a great song.
I think that's become kind of, it's, of course, it's funny because it's not a big, you know, one of their big screamers. Look at my soap. Well, one is pretty good, though. Look at my arms. Look at my soul. Talk it about. Then you're going to go. Brr, brr.
What about Master Puppets?
But no,
Enter Sandman. I think it's gotta I think you gotta go Nothing Else Matters. Over The Unforgiven, over Master of Puppets.
It's pretty powerful, yeah. It's so powerful. Could we end that? Carter, could you cue that up for our exant music, I think?
Cue it up, Carter. Good to have you back. Carter Carter was very excited that we were back. He was gifts.
Was there the fire? Did he send you the fire emoji and the mic emoji?
Some gifs of like a guy dancing. It was a lot.
Oh my god! It was just exciting. Well, the
word is out.
Season two. Did we do it? Did we do it? Kyle and Kevin gonna shoot the shit. It's the thing. Did we do it? Kevin and Cage coming your way. That's what they always do. Good night, everybody. Please like and subscribe. Please like and subscribe. It will really help me.